With that gift-giving time of year quickly approaching, the way people purchase presents is changing. Some prefer online shopping, but others will visit retailers close to home, including big-box department stores and shopping malls. What's your holiday shopping strategy? According to a new statewide survey of consumers released Monday by the Siena College Research Institute, 61% of New Yorkers plan to spend about the same this year as last on holiday gifts, while 28% plan to lessen their spending and 9% intend to spend more, Siena College Research Institute Director Don Levy.
What we see in indicator after indicator is that it looks as though holiday spending is going to be up just a little bit. Overwhelmingly, New Yorkers are excited about the holiday, and while about 61% say that they plan to spend pretty much what they did last year, almost 10% say, you know, right now I'm ready to spend a little bit more than I have in years past. And over a quarter of us right now say that our holiday spending budget is over $1,000. So it does look as though we're going to see the cash register ring this holiday season.
The spending range for New Yorkers sits between $500 and $1,000 this holiday season. Some folks, particularly those who have forsaken cars and moved closer to their jobs as municipalities promote the walkable city concept, may not have a secure place where packages can be delivered. They'll likely be conducting shopping expeditions on foot. Georgette Steffens is executive director of the Downtown Albany Business Improvement District.
In downtown, we have over 70 retail and retail-related places that people can shop. New this year is a Fort Orange holiday market. So it's an opportunity to support local and regional makers who have one-of-a-kind items that I think really hit people who are choosing to live downtown. Those are the kind of items that they want to purchase for themselves as well as gift for guests.
The Fort Orange General Store at 412 Broadway created that market.
It starts at 4 p.m. and runs till 9 p.m. on Fridays in December. It is both in their store as well as at 488 Broadway, which is the arcade building here in downtown. They have music. They have over 20 vendors. Albany Center Gallery now has a gift shop that you can purchase items there. And so it's really an event in and of itself where you can find one-of-a-kind items, Albany-centric pieces, as well as you can meet the makers themselves and learn more about their products and the ideas behind the pieces that they've made.
Yet a huge majority of people will be shopping online, according to Levy.
Right now, we're looking at 70% of New Yorkers planning to conduct at least some of their shopping online. And nearly one out of every five of us, over a quarter of young residents, say that they're going to spend the majority of their spending online.
Online shopping has its pitfalls. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is sounding the alarm that the same scalpers who snatch up all available tickets to Broadway shows and stadium concerts have migrated to in-demand holiday toys. According to Consumer Reports, bots are now being used to buy and sell popular holiday gifts like toys, gaming equipment, and high-end sneakers.
Cyberbots, we call them Grinch bots, are expanding their reach and unfairly scooping up the hottest toys before parents can even click buy.
The bots scan social media to learn about sales before consumers. Schumer's office gave several examples, like the Super Nintendo Entertainment System NES Classic Edition, which sells for $79.99, out of stock at Best Buy, GameStop, and Target. But it was available on Amazon and eBay for as much as $13,000. Schumer is asking two of the leading retail trade associations, the National Retail Federation and the Retail Industry Leaders Association, to investigate and help their members combat the sophisticated computer programs. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.